This is the Not Safe for Work podcast, produced by World at Work and hosted by Charles Epstein, Workspans and Hashtag Evolve's NSFW columnist and co-host of Work in Progress. Now, here's Charles.
Welcome, and thanks for stopping by. Today's pod is based on an NSFW column I did on HR and artificial intelligence. First, the bad news. As a general rule, what can be automated will eventually be automated. Now for the really bad news. If you're expecting good news, you should know better by now. So for the really, really bad news, the technology is already here. You can either fight it, but like entering the ring against prime Mike Tyson, you'll be lucky to make it out of the first round. Or you can go through the classic stages of acceptance. The truth is, it's just a matter of time before most of us, from bank tellers to radiologists to law clerks, even to someone attempting to scratch out a monthly humor column on HR topics, will be written out of a job by clever programmers who've managed to wrestle reams of data into something approaching sentience, aka an entity capable of doing what you do, but better, more consistently, longer, without fail or complaint, and cheaper. It's stealthy and happening in everyday ways you don't notice, but make no mistake, it's happening. Take the news. The recap of yesterday's game, the earnings report, the natural disaster, last night's board meeting. An increasingly large part of it is, pardon the expression, fake news. The stories are not inaccurate, but more are fake insofar as more of them are assembled and written by newsbots. Now, for the most part, newsbots do the job and will play a bigger role in the news organization, as the savings on staff can be the difference between staying afloat and going out of business, but it's obviously not a great development for reporters who are being forced to cede their beats to algorithms that are accurate, always on time, not paid for overtime, never depressed or hungover. The sons of bitches eat deadline pressure for lunch. That is, if they actually ate lunch. While automation technology has already encroached on many core HR functions, some automatically think HR is relatively secure because the human element that's so vital to their role is hard to replicate. Well, yes and no. I don't know about you, but I've been very impressed with the quality of chatbot support lately, and often find the friendly robot on the other end a welcome alternative to a human, much like I often prefer texting to a phone call, most of the time, or some of the time. Well, most of the time. I could easily foresee armies of agreeable chatbots taking HR jobs in the not-too-distant future, but for now, the HR team is likely to remain largely intact, though sweeping change is coming, and in precisely these three, yes, three, stages. In stage one, HR will find itself spending more time trying ever more inventive ways of bucking up the employees that remain as waves of their coworkers wash out the door and onto the street, administering to and attempting to motivate a workforce that's suffering varying degrees of PTSD will be a major focus of their day-to-day function. This is stage one. As I mentioned at the outset, AI is advancing at a shocking pace. Take the evolution of IBM's Deep Blue computer. In 1997, it beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov. Several years later, Watson, its successor, took on a much more daunting challenge when it handily beat Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings, as Jeopardy requires a nuanced grasp of language, including jokes and puns. Eventually, chatbots will become so refined, tactful, and smart that they'll elbow just about everyone under management level to the side as people start developing deep emotional attachments to the sound of their soothing, simulated voices and prefer taking their personal problems to robots who never lose their cool, are always there for you, and always know exactly what to say. This is the second stage, what we'll call the better grab it fast, it won't last, Bob Dylan stage. Stage three is when you realize AI is no longer a high-performing coworker or colleague, but your boss. Being replaced by lines of computer code is one thing, but answering to an algorithm? That's another thing entirely. It can't be cajoled or charmed, has no interest in shooting the breeze about last night's game or going out for a drink. Even the most human-seeming algorithm is a numbers-crunching machine that looks at you as nothing more than a collection of data points. Either you bargain to claim your rapidly shriveling turf and make peace with this new reality, or it's time to get your papers in order. And by papers, I mean your resume. with the sickening knowledge that in all likelihood, it's another robot on the other end that will be evaluating it. Ouch. You know, as I'm talking, it occurs to me that human resources, a term that humans came up with to describe other humans at a place of work, is exactly a term you expect a computer to generate to describe the very same thing. Perhaps this is the fourth stage, a grudging embrace of irony. I know, for a pod that's supposed to be somewhat humor-ish, this wasn't exactly a ton of fun. I promise to make it up to you on the next pod, titled Revenge is a Dish Best Served Warmed in the Break Room Microwave. It's about a friend of mine and his dealings with a difficult boss and how he got his ultimate revenge. I assure you that no co-workers or office pets, nor my friend's boss, were hurt in the process. So that slams the lid on another NSFW podcast. Thankfully, the Podbot, my World at Work overlords, have been beta testing, has a number of bugs, and won't be ready for at least another 6 months. So it looks like I'll be here for a little while longer. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
This was the Not Safe for Work podcast, hosted by Charles Epstein, WorkSpans and Hashtag Evolve's NSFW columnist. This podcast was produced by World at Work, a leading global organization for professionals who are engaged in the critically important practice of total rewards.